This is your classical break, a chance to take a step back and enjoy some great music in the middle of a busy day. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be listening to Franz Schubert's 7th Impromptu for piano. As you can probably guess by the name, an impromptu is a piece that's supposed to feel spontaneous, free-flowing, without formal structure. This is a bit of a misnomer because this piece wasn't just improvised out of thin air and written down, and that was that. Schubert took his time writing it, and it was expertly crafted. It doesn't feel slapdash or thrown together. Like a lot of composers in the 1820s, Schubert did have a mind towards writing for amateurs, since there was a lot of money to be made in selling sheet music for other people to play. And the collection this appeared in was only published after Schubert's death. The publisher had the final say on what to call it. So the fact that this is called an impromptu may have had more to do with trying to appeal to a mass audience, since an impromptu sounds light and fun, probably easy to play, perfect for the piano-playing masses. This piece is what's called a theme and variations, and it's pretty much like it sounds. There's one theme, it's played through, starts off pretty straight, and then Schubert starts putting it through a funhouse mirror process, playing with the rhythm, putting it in different keys. There are 5 distinct versions or variations of the theme that get played, each with its own section, and each one has a different idea that Schubert is exploring using that original melody as a base. That music itself has an interesting history. It's a theme that Schubert originally wrote for a play. He was commissioned by a woman to write some music for a play she had written called Rosamund, and the music was really nice. The only issue was that the play itself was terrible. It flopped and was forgotten about almost immediately. But Schubert's music lived on, and he ended up reusing some of it, because hey, why not? Now, even though this may have been marketed towards amateur players, this is a tough piece. The variations can get really complex. Listen especially to the final variation, virtuosic scales and runs all over the place. It's pretty wild, and the pianist's fingers are flying all over the place. Then suddenly, there's a short ending where the theme comes back almost the same as before, only a little softer and slower, sounding almost like it's a church choir on a Sunday morning. I figure if Schubert really did write this on the fly, this would be where he realized, hey, it's time for dinner, I gotta wrap things up here. Here's Chiara Bertoglio with Schubert's 7th Impromptu. Thank you. Schubert's seventh impromptu with a bit of an unexpected ending, quite calm after that last fiery variation. Thanks to Chiara Bertolio for putting this up on museopen.org. She's got a few more Schubert impromptus up there as well, definitely worth checking out. I'm Tyler Alderson, and next week for your classical break, we'll hear the dark and brooding, sometimes violent Scottish symphony from Mendelssohn, also a very light and lovely Telemann Partita, and we'll kick things off on Monday with one of the masters of the classical period, Haydn, and one of his piano sonatas. I'll see you then.